I was just getting warmed up. Even though it was an accident, after breaking Drew's hand, I felt horrible.
I'm gone for 10 minutes and y'all breaking bones. I knew that karate class wasn't a good idea.
I'm sure it was an accident. Just boys being boys.
Do you even know what they're teaching Chris down there? Where were you when this happened?
Sleep. What's that supposed to mean?
Means she's gonna blame him for the rest of his life.
Sleep again, huh? That's how Chris broke Drew's hand.
Well, sure, that was 45 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't worry about it. I'll deal with it. I'll go down there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
It still hurts?
Of course it hurts. It's broke. Chris, help your brother with his Kool-Aid.
Daddy, do you have a girlfriend?
What?
Well?
No! Why would you ask me a question like that, baby?
Because men ain't no good.
Where'd you hear that?
At the beauty shop.
And where were you when they were talking like this?
Relax. It's just girls being girls.
I am not paying good money so my baby can get her hair done and come back hating men.
She does not hate men.
What am I supposed to think when she come home talking like this?
Fine, I promise I'll talk to the girls at the shop and make sure that they don't gossip around her.
Mm-hmm.
Even with a broken hand, Drew still managed to come out on top. If I had known you could get this much attention with a cast, I would have let him break my hand. Mr. Jackson was an ex-Marine who taught karate when he was on his medication. When he was off his medication, he did this.
Yolanda! Yolanda!
Jackson! ¿Cuántas veces te voy a decir que me dejes en paz? ¿Ok? Así que vete para allá y no me jodes más.
¡Yolanda!
Can I help you?
Yeah, my son Chris was taking your class here.
Chris? No, I don't know any Chris. Was there, is there a problem?
It's just that the boys were fighting and Chris accidentally broke his brother's hand. He says you taught him.
Who was fighting?
Chris and my other son Drew.
No, I don't know any Drew. Either way, I ain't had nothing to do with that.
No, man. I ain't say you had nothing to do with it. I'm just saying that...
Come on, baby, let's go.
Hey, baby.
Get it.
Let me get with that phone
number.
She repeated all after Julia. I didn't even know she was listening. She barely listened to a word I say.
Rochelle, I am so sorry.
Me too.
From now on, we watch what we say in front of her.
Let me go pay half down on our light bill before they close. She'll be okay, though, right?
Girl, go ahead. She'll be fine.
We watch Little Miss Nosy for you. Okay, Tanya. I'm gonna leave for a little while. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
All right. Be good. Y'all make her beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Is you still cheating?
Is the Pope still Catholic? Vanessa. Oh, I'm sorry. It's a reflex. Tanya, I don't think that we should be talking about Richard.
Why not?
Because that's grown folks' business.
Oh, is that why my mom and dad got an argument?
An argument? About what?
Well, asked my daddy if he had a girlfriend, and he said why, and then my mom said, well, do you? And then he asked me why I asked him that, and then...
Although my mother told the girls not to gossip to Tanya, she didn't say anything about Tanya gossiping to them. At that moment, I was having more trouble coping with Drew's broken hand than he was.
Drew, if you need a nurse, I'll be happy to come over and get... You better not let Mama see that.
Drew still has that cast, and he hasn't finished calling all those girls yet.